You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Reality Plus explores how to change the way the world literally sees you, by Angela Watercutter. Beauty, to borrow a cliche, is in the eye of the beholder. But what if your beholder's eyes could be hacked? What if yours could? In Reality Plus, they can be. The short film, from Revenge writer-director Coralie Farget, imagines a future where people can buy an implant that allows them to live in an alternative reality where they can be seen as they want to be seen. Reality Plus, which you can now watch in full, is set in Paris in the future. In this timeline, those looking for an upgrade can get an implant at the base of their necks that taps into their nervous system and lets them see their reflection however they like. They can change their hair, the shape of their face, their physique, anything. And in the time that their Reality Plus implant is activated, it can only be used 12 hours per day. Anyone else whose implant is running will see them as they've chosen to be seen. Unsurprisingly, most people choose to look like underwear models. As it ends, Reality Plus's message is that, to borrow another cliché, beauty is only skin deep. The essence of a person can't be seen with the eyes, but it's kind of a shame that the movie has to end there. The implications of technology that can alter people's perceptions of themselves and the world is profound. Could it let people experience life as another gender, as someone older or younger? Could criminals use it to mask their identities? Would people use it to impersonate someone else? The questions are endless. Reality Plus, being a short film, doesn't have time to answer them, but hey, maybe Farget could make a full-length feature.